Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I'm back after a bit of an absence, and today we are going to talk about Jedi mind tricks. It's the first in a new series of podcasts with ideas and exercises that will allow you to get better when you need to ask other people to do stuff. Jedi mind tricks are a great place to begin, because here's what the Jedi never have in the stories that most of us have watched. They never have the power and authority to simply demand or command that somebody do something. We don't call it a Jedi mind trick if somebody in a position of power and authority says, do this or else. We don't call it a Jedi mind trick if it involves arguing endlessly to piece by piece build the reasoning behind an action before the action can be taken. And we don't call it a Jedi mind trick when somebody stands in front of us telling us with absolute force and absolute passion exactly what they don't want to happen. It's not a Jedi mind trick to think about your fears and make them real in your words so that other people remember what you are afraid of, but not what you want. No. It's a Jedi mind trick when somebody has the focus, the control, the presence to convince somebody else to simply take action immediately and without fuss. And without resistance. And here's how the Jedi do it. They start by being mindful of themselves. Some people would talk about controlling themselves, and there is an element of self-control, but the basis of self-control is self-discovery. The Jedi come to know themselves in many, many different situations. They begin to recognize what changes inside of them and moment to moment. And as they recognize those changes, they can then be mindful of where they are and when they are, of what is happening around them that is causing these changes within them. They have a strong core self that is stable and congruent and all of one piece. And they use that to allow themselves to read change within themselves, within the layers of themselves that connect with the outer world. When we think of mindfulness, we also often think of people who are, you know, sitting cross-legged and chanting. And we know that that's great and it's healthy, but it's sometimes hard to connect that to being involved in an interaction with somebody else and making choices moment by moment, word by word, to move what we want forward. The Jedi have mindful presence in action. They have mindful presence while taking action, while interacting, while using words. And it's because they do this cycling of the information about what is changing inside them, how it compares to what was before, and knowing what that means about what's around them, while their core self, their center self, remains congruent and balanced and strong. Part of what keeps that core self strong is that the Jedi know where they fit in the universe. When we say they know what they want, we don't just mean they know what they want that person, that stormtrooper, to do next. We mean they know how the universe works and where they fit in it. They know what their lives need to mean for them to be satisfied. And that big picture sense of meaning and purpose helps them chunk down to what needs to happen right now. And because that happening right now, that tiny ask, is connected to this big picture purpose and meaning, Jedi are able to keep their core selves balanced and strong while their outer layers of self are responsive and agile they also are very, very good at saying exactly what they want because they have noticed this is the one thing that needs to change now. This noticing is part of a connection to another person. And when Jedi are in connection with you, they are 100% present. No Jedi is telling you what to do while checking messages in their iPhone. No Jedi is trying to sip their latte, schedule something on their desktop calendar, and tell you what needs to happen next. Jedi are present in connection. They are reading all of the changes in themselves as they connect with somebody. They are noticing that those changes are in response to what their senses are pulling in as information about this other person and what they want and what they desire and when they are ready to move and connect. And that level of attention pulls the other person into connection. And in that strong connection, Jedi are able to read the moment when the other person is willing to take a suggestion. And a suggestion, in hypnotic terms, is an instruction to act that is given in direct, specific language. Jedi say, "We are not the droids you are looking for," because they want people to say exactly, "These are not the droids we are looking for." They say, "Let them pass," when they want to pass. Small, small, jargon-free words that describe exactly the sensory reality of what needs to happen next. Jedi do not describe what they are afraid of. They do not describe what troubles they are trying to avoid. They simply tell people, "This is what needs to happen." And they say it in terms that people can imagine. People will have sights and sounds and actions spring into their mind. And because they are in their minds, they will carry them out without resistance. Doesn't that sound good? Now look back at the last time you tried to get somebody to do something and wonder, which of these steps did you skip? Was the ask not connected to your bigger sense of who you want to be in the world? Were you unaware of what was going on inside of you as you were asking? Were you off balance or off your game? Did you have other things on your mind as you went into connection, so that the other person only had a part of your attention? Did you describe what you didn't want instead of what you did want? Because the chances are, if you have a strong, balanced sense of who you are that opens up your senses to the information around you, if you know what you want in the big picture and what you want right now, next, if you give somebody else your full attention and you explain simply and directly what needs to happen, you will be effective in getting other people to take action, to do the simple thing you have asked, and to do it quickly, effectively, and without even being really aware of having done something for you or because of you. They simply did the thing that needed to be done. I'm Linda Ferguson, hoping that you are able to be a little more of a Jedi this week, hoping this has helped you to get just one thing done that needs to be done, that you've asked before, but you haven't asked quite this way. And so now you ask and you get, and then you come back for more.